for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 45. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Cisney Village Board met Monday night and renewed Cisney's contract with Homefield Energy for 3 years. Effective in May, the new rate for energy will be 4.466 cents per kilowatt hour. The current rate is 5.826 cents per kilowatt hour. The board also voted to pay half the cost to move and maintain dumpsters at the Cisney Burn Pile area. The cost is $354 per month, and the village will pay half that amount. In other business, the board approved a $100 donation to the Cisney High School post-prom committee. Outside the meeting, Vicki Mugridge said she and another party have a purchase agreement in place for the Cisney Key Market Building. More news next.
Live a healthy lifestyle with fitness classes offered at the Bobcat Den in Fairfield. Fitness instructors Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard offer a variety of one-hour classes to accommodate all ages and exercise levels, including yoga, Pilates mini ball, total body fun, yoga rhythm, and armchair Pilates. Monthly package plans start at $25, and a free fitness center membership is included with most plans. Register today by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, the Edwards County Medical Association has volunteered to build a new office for the Edwards County Health Department. The medical organization announced Monday at the Edwards County Commissioners meeting that it has sold the West Salem Medical Clinic to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. The clinic was constructed in the early 1980s. The group is now looking for suitable building locations in the Albion area. The health office is currently located on the west side of the courthouse square, in a building that is not handicapped friendly. Route 130 from Albion to Olney is closed today until 4 p.m. due to several wide loads on the roadway. The loads will end up at the Robinson Refinery. Cisney FFA members Leighton Atwood, Hannah Callahan, Melanie Jordan, Bailey Lewis, Zach Paul, Caleb Smith, Gideon Walker, and Kaylee Weber have been recommended to receive their state FFA degrees. Students submitted applications and record books in addition to interviewing before a panel of Section 23 Ag instructors at the West Richland Center on Monday. Following final approval from the Illinois FFA, students will be presented degrees at this summer's state FFA convention in Springfield. In addition, Jordan was named the 2020 Section 23 Star in AgriScience. She advances to District 5 Star Interview Competition on March 4th at Mount Vernon Township High School. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently stole a Kubota M7040 tractor with a front-end loader from the property of Dustin Trotter. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Facebook has agreed to a $550 million settlement of a class action lawsuit that accuses it of violating the rights of millions of Illinois users by harvesting their biometric data without permission. The settlement still needs judicial approval, and it could be bad news for other tech companies being sued under the state's unique 2008 law that allows individuals to sue in such instances. The law was passed in reaction to the collapse of a company whose assets, including its customers' biometric data, were expected to be auctioned off. Privacy advocates hail the law as the nation's strongest form of user protection in the commercial use of such data. The City of Fairfield will hold a meeting on Saturday, March 7th, as the culmination of the Mapping the Future of Your Community program that was started last year. Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, Mayor Brent McGuire says the meeting will be a come-and-go event.
And it's from 1 to 3 p.m., and we're going to hold it at City Hall. But there, that will be an opportunity for people to come find out, okay, what's been going on with the mapping? We now have this group called Fairfield Forward that's working on some of our high-priority goals that were worked on or right. developed during the mapping process. We've been working in different teams to get some stuff done. But, yeah, I think it's going to be great. We're getting ready to put out a flyer with more information on that. Save-Lot's going to be there that day cooking up some pork burgers. People don't have to pay for that, so they can stop by. It's a come-and-go event. I don't feel like they have to stay there the whole 2 hours, but there'll be some different tables set up with information on what we're working on. And more importantly, people can find out, okay, how do I get involved in what's going on?
Mayor McGuire also says Fairfield residents need to be on the lookout for census information in the coming weeks.
I just want to remind people to make sure that you do report, you know, stuff, because I think I was at a meeting here not long ago. I think they said it was 28% that was underreported mm-hmm. in Wayne County in the last census.
Wow.
28%. And that's pretty serious. What people don't realize is that a lot of funding that comes from the federal government is tied to
census numbers.
He says this will be the first year that people have the option of reporting online. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at City Hall. The night will begin with a public hearing at 5:45 regarding the rezoning and annexation of multiple properties around the city. During their regular meeting at 6, aldermen are expected to approve TIF projects for a transformer at Aperian Care and for air conditioning at FCHS. The council is also set to approve a contract time extension for work at the wastewater treatment plant, as Mayor McGuire explains.
We got a EPA grant to do some energy efficiency work at our wastewater, and it's the people who are doing it are also involved with Wayne City's water filtration plant. So they've been a little delayed in getting ours started, and some of the equipment and stuff that we need has gotten there. So we're doing a change order because some of the substantial completion was supposed to have already or is quickly approaching, so we need to extend that. So it's a formality of saying, hey, we're going to extend this basically to make sure that the work gets done on time, but I think our new date is to make sure the stuff is done by the end of March.
Aldermen are also expected to approve a lease extension for the Historical Society and to hear details on its upcoming cemetery tour.
There will be a couple one or two members that will be at our meeting to provide a little bit of details on this year's cemetery tour, you know, the second annual, and which is going to be on Friday, May 29th and Saturday, May 30th. It's famous and infamous. That is this year. So I think that would be really interesting.
Other items on the agenda include discussion on fireworks for the 4th of July and an update on the city's municipal court process. The Joint Review Board for Fairfield's TIF districts will meet tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. The meeting will include a review of annual reports in the Central Area TIF District, or TIF 1, and the TIF 2 Farrington Farms Housing District. The TIF committee will then provide a report, and it will be followed by a review of the TIF's current status. Springfield attorney Dan Shearing is expected to be in attendance. The TIF committee will meet tomorrow at 6. The committee will hear 5 requests for TIF funds, including for possible work on parking lanes and connector roads in conjunction with the state's Route 15 project in 2021. The committee is comprised of Alderman Brett Cole, Tyler Lampley, and Gary Moore, and the night will conclude with a public comment opportunity. The Hope Rescue Board of Directors has announced its founder and CEO, Rhonda Coker, recently received her certification from the Illinois Department of Agriculture as an approved humane investigator for Wayne and surrounding counties.
The credentials certify her to work with local law enforcement agencies and Department of Agriculture investigators in regards to the welfare of animals, including equine, with the exception of livestock. She will work on a referral basis only from the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. While Hope acts as her sponsoring agent and is pleased to assist the community, the board says complaints should still be directed to the sheriff's office at 842-6631. Illinois' 15th congressional district is expected to disappear following the 2020 census, raising concerns about the redistricting process that determines the number of seats a state can get in Congress. Experts say the district, which stretches across southern and central Illinois and includes Wayne, Edwards, Hamilton, and White counties, will most likely be eliminated because its population has been steadily dwindling. Census Bureau data shows the district dropped to roughly 690,000 residents in 2018. A congressional district must have roughly 710,000 residents for a seat in the U.S. House. The population drop will allow lawmakers to redraw congressional districts, and Democrats dominate state government. As a result, Republican lawmakers are calling on Governor J.B. Pritzker to support a resolution that would change the state constitution's provisions on redistricting into a more bipartisan process, rather than one controlled by the state's dominant party. Eight candidates are running for the 15th congressional district seat. Four Republicans and four Democrats. The winner will likely only serve one term as a result of the predicted redistricting. The Ag Economy Barometer rose to 167 last month, a 17-point jump from December. Virtually the entire jump was attributable to a sharp rise in optimism about future conditions in agriculture, according to Michael Langemeyer with Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture.
The index has been up ever since November. The index in November, December, was approximately 150, 153 in November. In January, it jumped to 167, and that was largely due to very positive trade news, particularly with China. And the main part of the index that increased was the index of future expectations. We subdivide the Ag Economy Barometer into two different components, looking at current conditions and looking at future expectations. The current conditions really didn't change. Now that's based on yield situation today and yield situation, you're looking at 2020, and the same with prices. Whereas the future expectations is looking longer term. Those questions are usually related to what's going to look like 5 years from now, and that's the index that really jumped, is that index of future expectations. It went from 155 in December to 179 in January.
This month's Ag Economy Barometer survey, which is based on responses from a nationwide survey of 400 ag producers, was conducted from January 13th through the 17th. The Illinois Department of Revenue is reminding taxpayers to take advantage of the earned income tax credit when filing this year. Kim Howard has more.
Thousands of Illinois taxpayers forget to claim the credit on their federal and state returns each year. Department of Revenue spokesperson Sam Salustro says it's designed for low to mid-income taxpayers.
And their benefits are going to be tied to things like how many children they have, where on the income scale they fall. But federally, some families are eligible up to $6,000, $7,000. And even if you don't have children, you can still apply and get a couple hundred dollars back on your tax returns.
To see if you qualify, visit IRS.gov, where they have an earned income tax credit calculator. If you qualify on your federal return, you automatically qualify for the state credit as well. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Are you looking for a bank that still offers free checking? Well, look no further. People's National Bank has your free checking needs covered. This is Heidi Atterbury, relationship banker at People's National Bank in Fairfield. You can open your free checking account with just $100. There's no minimum balance, plus receive unlimited check writing, free online and mobile banking, and free bill pay. Stop by 1001 West Delaware in Fairfield to open your free checking account today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
We've got all the news right here.
I'm going to stop you right there.
I see you about to settle on a day-old donut for breakfast. Well, this is a chicken intervention. Because McChicken biscuits and chicken McGriddles are now at McDonald's. So just hit that drive-thru and change your life. For breakfast, you got this. Wake up breakfast.
Right now, get a savory chicken McGriddles and hash browns or a buttery McChicken biscuit and hash browns for just $1.50 at any size Dr. Pepper for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 40. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 29,330, up 53. The NASDAQ is at 9,681, up 53. March crude oil is at $50.26. That is up 68 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Mill Shoals resident Wave E. Dozier died Saturday evening at her home. She was a homemaker. Wave Dozier is survived by 6 children, 1 daughter-in-law, 14 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Services for Wave Dozier will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday at the Mill Shoals Christian Church. Visitation will be from noon to service time. Burial will be in Little Zion Cemetery. Memorials are suggested to the church. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies at a high of 45. It'll be cloudy tonight with a low of 32, and rain is likely tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 38. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, cloudy on Thursday with a high of 35 and low of 10. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 28 with a low of 20. And then partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 45 with a low of 32.